David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they go hunting for trouble. They're looking for where financial documents are misleading. And when they find them, they know there's a problem. And we're going to find one of those problems today in the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with David Trainer about the things that he is finding in his role as, well, forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis guy who is digging in at the footnotes level and kind of throwing the investment world on its ear. They do that because, well, what you find when you dig in at the bottom is that things that look good from the top don't always look so good.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is. And when they find it, well, they find numbers that are misleading. That's where there's danger. Or sometimes it's where there's opportunity. It's where something might be attractive. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. We talk about the dangerous ones here. But if you want to learn more about what they do, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, @newconstructs. And they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on whatever we talk about here, it's there for you on the website. David Trainer, good to talk with you again.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Shake Shack.
Danger, danger.
Shake Shack, ticker symbol S-H-A-K. And it was a very popular stock, which is why we might say... But why, in this case, is whatever Shake Shack has been bringing to the yard bringing you to the conclusion that there's trouble ahead?
There are significantly deteriorating fundamentals that are masked by the quote-unquote growth story, and that growth story is covering up the rotten core of the business in a couple of ways. Number one, you know, just the fact that the top line is still growing, people think it's a growth story. Let me quickly just interject here that to me, growth, and I've been doing this work for almost 30 years, growth has never really been a justifiable investment precept, unless that growth is in underlying cash flow. You can grow revenue all you want, and if you're not making money, you're actually doing worse by growing than you are by not growing, because the faster you grow in a money-losing business, the faster you lose money. Just with that said, this growth story is broken, because even though top-line growth is growing and stores are opening, we're seeing declining fundamentals already. Like when you look past the top line and you just look at economic earnings. But the real dagger in the heart of this story, Chuck, is the fact that they're making less and less money from each new store. And the returns on capital are going to continue to decline. And what we have here, I think, is what you too often have in the stock market, which is investors betting or investing based on their heart or a fad. And I think it's popular, it's cool, and, you know, so let's go invest in it. You know, that whole Peter Lynch thing. Invest in what you like. Invest in what you see. That doesn't really work anymore. The bottom line is the Shake Shack stores are not as profitable as they used to be, and in the existing stores, and they're no longer, the old stores are no longer growing. Same store sales are basically flat or down if you take away price increases. And new stores are less and less profitable. So the bloom is off the rose, if you want to look at the real story here, Chuck. But the stock price is effectively implying they're going to be as big as Wendy's and Domino's.
Well, and they are growing. I mean, for those who have never been to a Shake Shack is a roadside burger stand, basically. And it tries to, you know, serve American classics. And, of course, it's driven also by frozen custard and milkshakes, obviously. But this is a stock that when it came out, it was pretty popular, and that's been certainly part of it. It's trading close to $64 a share. How out of whack is that valuation?
So, you know, when it comes to valuation, we like to look at the implied expectations, just to give you a sense of how out of whack things are. So to justify that $64, they got to basically grow profits by 15% compounded annually for about 15 years. What does that mean? Doesn't mean a lot, except that's a big number. It's hard to understand the context there. That effectively means they're going to their peak revenue. They're going to reach revenue at the end of that DCF model. Their revenue will be over $3.5 billion, which is more than Domino's and more than double Wendy's on revenue. So it's priced as if it's going to be, you know, the next major food chain. And look, there's just not room for that, Chuck. I mean, like, there's competition. You got In-N-Out Burger coming from the West Coast. You've got Wendy's and Burger King have been killing themselves to compete with McDonald's, and McDonald's continues to crush them. So the expectations are really high. If you assume something a little less high, like 12% growth for a decade, which is still a ton, right? It's still alive. It's worth $33 a share, or almost 50% less. So I the risk reward here to us is really, really stark. You've got overstated accounting earnings. And God help us, the non-GAAP EBITDA that management gets paid on and that management directs users or investors to is, of course, going up, and that is highly misleading. Another very, very bad sign. They're getting paid to mislead investors, and they're getting paid to basically squander shareholder value. Not a good situation when executives get paid for that. But the valuation is so high. It's priced for so much perfection. Already priced that it's going to be, you know, double Wendy's. I don't know, man. Is there a good argument for this thing? I mean,
but that also means that, you know, you just made a very optimistic case, even as you're ripping on the stock. You said 12% growth for a decade, and the stock is basically cut in half from where it is right now, which means that if it has anything less than that, we are talking 2/3, 3/4 or more of a haircut due on the stock, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if you want to look at the no growth value of this stock, we're talking about something closer to $4 a share.
Wow. So if you assume you don't get zero, but maybe you don't get 12, you're still talking about a massive haircut. So, you know, it might be that the milkshake brings whatever, but it isn't going to bring enough in profits to make this one make a whole lot of sense. Wow. It's Shake Shack.
It blows my mind that people still want to value milkshakes and burgers at this high price. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, especially because we keep saying that America's supposed to be getting healthy. I mean, honestly, folks, I've never been to a Shake Shack, but even if I went and I liked it, I can't maintain this by myself. America would have to do that. I know. We're thinking, and I'm not supposed to be eating this stuff anyway. So there you have it. It's Shake Shack, ticker symbol SHAK. It's in the danger zone. It's not worth anywhere close to the $64 a share. And if you want to know more about why that is, go check out the report they've got at newconstructs.com. David Trainer is president of New Constructs. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. We are heading for home on today's show. That means the market call is up next. We're talking funds and ETFs with Matt King from King Wealth Advisors.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.